Okay, so tell everybody what you're doing. And well, first of all, why you're doing it. You're going to have a kind of a road trip around the central UP. And, you know, who thought of this and why?
Well, yes, we're doing a loop in the central UP. We're going to start in Escanaba at Shapka. We're going to leave at 10 o'clock and just kind of head our way to Manistique, Munising, up to Marquette, and then back to Escanaba. And then we're just going to finish down at the municipal dock with just a hangout. We're having a gentleman who drives it's called the Trump Unity Bridge. He's based downstate, and he kind of pulls along this, you know, display or like a trailer, a Trump trailer, and he's kind of a neat dude. So I was able to get a hold of him, and he's going to join us for the whole thing. And each city that we stop at, we're going to kind of just stop for an hour just to let people catch up or, you know, get gas or whatever they need to do. And other than that, it's just nothing too fancy. It's just kind of bringing everybody together to kind of celebrate, you know, the one thing that we all have in common that we know of, and just kind of have a day of it.
How's the response been since you kind of got word out on social media that you guys were putting this on?
It's been good. I started a Facebook group, and that grew quite quickly. I also did like an event page, and there's been, you know, a lot of feedback on there, and I kind of went out on foot too, just kind of get the word out to people that don't do Facebook at all. It's been good, and I couldn't really tell you who or how many is coming. I really don't know. I've been trying to get a tally, but it's going to be a surprise, I think.
And last thing, Krista, what are you trying to accomplish?
Just to kind of get the UP kind of more involved in it. This is how it all started. I've seen, you know, a lot of things happening downstate where it was like boat parades and birthday parties and farmers and motorcycles, Veterans for Trump, everything going on. It's like a daily thing. There's something happening, you know, right down below the bridge. And I was kind of just waiting for something to happen here and not seeing anything. And a few folks kind of gave me the bug, like, well, why don't you do it? And I said, okay, I kind of just put a few feelers out there, and that's all it took, and it just kind of kept going, I guess.